Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much, Bob. Mr. Badger, item 8, Sunset Bay LLC 07-228.
Okay. They request authorization to create 11 new boat slips and reconfigure 13 permitted boat slips with finger piers and mooring piles, install a 44-foot long by 5-foot wide open pile pier, and retain a 40-foot by 8-foot T-head and mooring piles along Chincoteague Channel adjacent to Sunset Bay townhomes in the town of Chincoteague. The total number of slips along Chincoteague Channel will increase from the previously issued 16 to a total of 24. So there's a net increase of 8 additional slips in our jurisdiction. And the new total wet slips at the marina townhomes will increase from 63 to 72. The project is protested by an adjacent property owner. I would say lights, but let's leave them on. Quad sheet showing the location of the project. Causeway going to Chincoteague, coming down South Main Street. Aerial showing the bridge going to Chincoteague. South Main Street is right here. U.S. Coast Guard Station is in this general area right here. And the property line starts right there and continues over there. Originally, Donald Britton received a permit from the commission to construct a replacement bulkhead and finger piers and 16 wet slips along Chincoteague Channel. That's inside the red lines here. Our permit covered only a portion of the proposed 63 wet slip marina, the majority of which was in the adjacent man-made boat basin, which was in this general area here. The property has since been sold to Sunset Bay LLC. The applicant has also acquired the adjacent properties along Chincoteague Channel to the north and south, which is my yellow lines here. There are some inholdings, which I'll show later. But anyway, Sunset Bay is between the two yellow lines now. Okay. The original approval was conditioned on a special condition, which provided if there should be a change in the upland use, marina to condominium, townhomes, et cetera, a new permit application and public review for the use of the existing moorings involving state-owned submerged lands would need to be submitted to the commission for review and approval. This is the original 2003 permit, which showed 16 slips across the front here, and the area in here was out of our jurisdiction. Again, showing the special condition there. This is just an aerial showing the construction of the 65 units here. And there will be additional 6 units in here, which is phase 2. Sunset Bay has submitted a parking plan to the town. The town zoning requires 3 parking spaces for each 2-bedroom unit, 4 parking places for each 3-bedroom unit, and 1 space for every boat slip. What you see here in red is the outline of the property that Sunset Bay has acquired, minus what is in yellow for the inholdings. The adjacent property owner, Ms. Brzezinski, lives here, who has 7 feet of property that heads out all the way to the low water mark on the other side of this line. Property is somewhere in here and then 7 feet out. She has concerns.
What's the width of that strip of property?
7 feet. By the time it goes out to the low water mark.
Seven.
She'd be hard-pressed to put a pier in there and a boat. Anyway, she has concerns that the boat slips will encroach on her riparian rights and her property, and has also stated that the boat slips will impact wetlands and subaqueous bottom. And she also has concerns with the runoff from the adjacent property. She's concerned that the parking lot's rainwater will run off onto her property here and cause erosion. Again, just a plan view drawing. showing a total of 72 boat slips, phase one of 65 condominium units, and phase two of six units with three bedrooms here. The all of this requires, this is our jurisdictional line here. And in yellow is the bold outline, approximate bold outline of our jurisdiction. 24 slips in VMRC's jurisdiction, 48 slips inside the boat basin for a total of 72 slips. The townhomes are 65 units, which requires 195 parking spaces. Six units require 24, and the 72-slip marina requires 72. Their parking plan shows 291 spaces, and they're required to have by the time 291. These are just some shots looking out. This is the jurisdictional line again, and the T-head that is built. This is after the fact. It's here. This is on the north side. This will be removed and recessed back for two additional slips over here. And this is the approximate line of Ms. Bozinska's property. Again, her property is in line or close to these pilings over here. An aerial showing the whole complex from here over to here. And I'll just leave this one up and continue on. The health department has advised the application has submitted an approved plan for sanitary facilities, and their division of shellfish sanitation informs us that while the project will affect condemned shellfish growing areas, it will not cause an increase in the size of the closure. It's already in a prohibited area to begin with. And no other state agency has raised any objections to the project. Accomack County Wetlands Board did not take jurisdiction since it's channelward of low water. The Army Corps of Engineers indicated this project qualifies for the nationwide number 19, and VIMS does not anticipate any significant adverse environmental impacts resulting from the additional slips provided. The marina is operated in an environmentally responsible manner. I'm going to go back and just leave this one up. I think it's a better picture just to kind of get an overview of everything. And summary and recommendation. As we indicated back in 2005, this facility appears to meet most of the requirements of the Commission's criteria for siting of marinas and community facilities for boat moorings. Item 7 of that specific site guidelines recommends site-specific stormwater management, best management practices, which require buffer strips, grassy areas, and detention ponds, et cetera. In this case, since there will be no boat hauling and boat maintenance at the site, staff believes the runoff from the proposed parking area is an upland issue that should be addressed by the applicant's erosion and sediment control plan, which is required by both ACMAC and the town of Chincoteague. The applicant has stated that the proposed pier and the two slips on the north side of the property, which would be two slips in this general area right here, will be a minimum of 5 feet off the property line and should not encroach upon the property rights, including riparian rights of Ms. Bozinska. In their 2005 letter of support, the town cited a shortage of existing marine facilities and available docking for visitors to Chincoteague as the basis for their support of the original marina project. At the time, Associate Commissioner Bowden also stated that the prior facility had always been a commercial site and agreed that there was a need for more slips in the Chincoteague area. Nevertheless, staff as well as the commission had concerns that the property would not be used or remain as a public marina, as was indicated. Therefore, as a condition of approval, the commission imposed a special condition in the original permit, which stated that there should be a change, if there should be a change in the upland use, a new permit application for use of the existing moorings involving state-owned submerged lands would need to be submitted for review and approval. The intent of that condition was to preserve the general public access to the slips being constructed along Chincoteague Channel within the VMRC's jurisdiction. Sunset Bay has indicated that they have 48 boat slips for sale or rent to condominium owners within the man-made boat basin. So there's 48 slips in this general area back here. And that they do not expect that all the condominium owners will ever require or desire a slip. The original application was for a marina, not a condominium, or not condominiums or townhomes, and the commission approved 16 slips within VMRC's jurisdiction. The intent was to preserve the right of the public to utilize these slips built over the public bottom. Unfortunately, we cannot recommend or support their conversion to private slips for condominium owners, nor can we support the requested expansion from 16 to 24 slips without further clarification or their detention for the benefit of the general public at large. We do, however, recommend after the fact authorization to retain the 40-foot by 8-foot T-head with triple fees and a civil charge based on minimum environmental impacts and moderate degree of deviation. Had the applicant originally applied for the T-head, staff would have most likely recommended approval. Should the commission elect to approve this request, we would recommend a royalty be assessed at a rate of $1.50 per square foot for any encroachment based on the bold outline footprint. And finally, we would recommend that any permit not be issued until the applicant has obtained all the permits required from the town of Shinkatig pertaining to the number of parking slips required for the additional boat slips and condominium use. And that's it.
Any questions from the commission? Council first, Mr. Josephson.
Just a point of clarification, Hank. In the slide you showed us that 291 parking spaces were required and 291 parking spaces are there.
That's correct.
So that's taken care of.
It should be. They just have, time has not approved it at this point. And there was some concern about whether or not they were going to allow the parking area in here to count the time. That's why I think we...
Yeah, this is just a point of clarification rather than it's particularly relevant to what we're deciding.
They have met the minimum qualifications for parking.
Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I had a question about the 16 slips that are jurisdictional. In your summary, it says we cannot recommend or support their conversion to private slips for condominium owners, nor can we support the requested expansion from 16 to 24 slips.
Are you proposing...
How are you proposing to treat those existing 16 slips then? Are you proposing to require that they be removed or that they that the public have access to them?
It's a good question.
And how would the public have access to them considering that configuration?
I think they've got access to them now. If you, the applicant will probably mention there are some walkways through here that you can get down here, and there is parking places for all 72 slips. So, in theory, there are. It is somewhat open to the public to use that. I think we have some concerns about enlarging this. I find it kind of interesting that there are 71 condominium units and there are 72 slips. It's kind of interesting that they come out almost the same. I hadn't really thought about removing the existing 16 that were already permitted, but it is a new, they were brought back here for that purpose. So I guess I'd just...
Let's get with council first, and then you should. Go ahead, Mr. Justin.
Just another question. I mean, this is private property, right? You mentioned that there is access by the public.
I'm sorry, it's through their property. They would be using those slips out there for rentals.
Having to go over private property.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. They would be renting the slips themselves. The 24 or 16 out there to the public.
Mr. Schick?
Now, if they wanted to change this marina to a community marina, how many slips based on Accomack County or City of Chincoteague would be allowed, if it were, converted to a community marina.
Oh, you mean to a a condo association.
Right, right. Let's say they wanted to do the whole thing private. Out of the 16 slips. See, I don't know what, you know.
Mr. Bowden?
It wouldn't pertain to Accomack County at all. Schenectady had their own zoning rules.
Okay.
I think currently we're at 10,500 square feet for to build a home. So you would have to divide that property in that amount.
But there's no water frontage requirement. It could be 25 feet waterfront or?
I did a little bit of my own survey work because I was curious. And from where you see that red arrow is Jester Street, I would have to go over two-thirds of the way down the island to get to 71 waterfront homes, as opposed to one block. The waterfront homes on Main Street, a lot of the lots are as narrow as 40 foot. Some of them are wider. A lot of your older ones are in the 40 to 60 foot range. So if that answers any of your question, I doubt it does, but we don't really have a frontage requirement. It's a square foot requirement on Schenectady.
Mr. Tankard?
With regard to Ms. Brzezinski's letter, item number two, she draws attention to the filling in of wetlands. And then item number three, she talks about the bulkheading that would also go into existing wetlands. Do you give any credence to either of these 2 points, Mr. Badger?
When this project first was started, the 2003 permit or application, Accomack County Wetlands Board required mitigation for wetlands disturbances in this area. And they have done that on North Main Street up by the high school. So there was some wetlands involved in this. And she may be talking about that. Because
okay.
If you see right here, bulkhead, and there was 300 or 400 feet of vegetation that was destroyed there, and it was mitigated for farther up. Plus, there was some mitigation for areas in here, too.
Any other questions? Thank you, Hank. Applicant here represented. Hi, Mr. Paulson. How are you, sir?
Fine. I think you probably want me to skip good morning and get right into it before it becomes afternoon.
It's the way we normally do business.
Get to the point. Let me comment on this T here.
Sir?
Right.
This is John Paulson, for the record. That was my fault. I didn't ask him. He represents the applicant.
This T head here, right in the middle, I don't like the fact that we're after the fact on this, so to speak, and I apologize for that. As Hank pointed out, it was some question what jurisdiction it was in. It's very close. I had the 2003 plans. It appeared not to be within the jurisdiction. Got a different surveyor that was representing Sunset Bay. At one point in time, I said, Mr. Britton, I think we're going to pull that up before we go to the commission. And staff said, don't do it, because it probably would have been approved anyway and would not be economically smart to have done it. So that's why it's still there, so to speak. Don't think I'm not concerned about it, though, quite frankly. Let me try to address a few points that have been raised here. Every permit has been secured by Sunset Bay for everything that they have done. It fully complies with town zoning in every particular way, including the parking thing. The only problem with this whole project is too much macadam there. And basically, there is a situation on town of Schenectady. I happen to be Schenectady town attorney. I'm not here in that capacity. But the Planning Commission, in effect, says that for every two-bedroom unit, you must have 2.3 parking spaces and then one for the boat slip. Well, some way or the other, the Planning Commission construes 2.3 to be 3, so when you multiply by 10, you get 30 instead of 23 if you've got a 10-unit project.
Well, how do you get the 0.3?
I don't know how they got to point three.
That's like a logical question.
Let's say the Time Fathers are looking at this particular point and have been for some period of time. What we're actually trying to do is move from 16 to 24. That's the sum part of it. There are some reconfiguration in here, and that's why Hank is probably telling you 9 or 11. But the bottom line, we're moving from 16 or 24 or attempting to do so. There was the 2003 restriction. We have zealously complied with that 2003 restriction in every way. I've talked to Hank about it. We notified Hank when they were getting ready to start the work and so forth. And let me say right from the beginning, when you read the narrative from staff, there's some suggesting that we're asking that to be removed. That is totally incorrect. We are not asking that to be removed. These 16 are still open for public use, so to speak. We would expect, if we got to 24, to have the same restriction or prohibition on them. I would point out that of the 48 inland slips, so to speak, within the declarations on the condominium, those slips can be sold to someone other than a condominium owner. They're not necessarily tied to a condominium ownership. So they are available based on a first-come, first-served basis, just as the 26 are along the waterfront within your particular jurisdiction. As Mr. Britton has pointed out, there are something like 5 different access points to get to the slips out front. What the plan is, the area to the immediate left there of the photograph, there is about a 10-foot wide area between the Coast Guard tennis courts and through there. We probably would like to put the parking there for actually the public use part of it, so it basically would be clear access straight on through. To show you how carefully we tried to look at this thing, out where the T-head is, there are 2 piers out there, which are number 35 and 38, 62 is on the other side. When it came up to potentially selling these particular slips, a sliver of them was within you all's jurisdiction. We said, no, we can't do it, even though 90% is on old private bottom, 10% is on yours. We haven't done it. We talked to Hank, and Hank says he has no problem with it as far as staff is concerned, because the vast majority of them is in it. I only raised the point to show you that we have tried to comply at all times with the prohibition. And let me address probably things I think you probably want to hear. There are many reasons that dictate that the permission should be granted, and basically I would respectfully suggest that there are no reasons why it shouldn't be granted, so to speak. Let me initially point out the obvious thing, the great shortage of slips on Chincoteague. We have the Harbor of Refuge on the south end. Basically, this was predicated when it was originally built for commercial uses. That's the priority. I have the town zoning ordinance, which I will introduce as an exhibit, which specifies that the working watermen of Chincoteague had the first priority. There are approximately 99 slips in there. They may call it 100 because they moor a boat along a bulkhead and so forth. If there were 100 working Chincoteague watermen and they all came in and had the priority on vacant slips, that's who would be in the Harbor of Refuge. At the present time, within this harbor, there are 50 island working watermen that have slips. There are 40 Chincoteague residents, which is actually the second category. There are 9 other people that have slips in there. This was the original priorities. At this point in time, there is a waiting list of 220 people that want to find slips on the island of Chincoteague. This is the demand and the need for slips on Chincoteague. George Taylor has a marina which is right on the other side of the Coast Guard station. I think Mr. Taylor probably has 35 or 40 slips in there. About half of them can take larger boats. Mr. Taylor's got some age on him. I think he's been looking to sell for some number of years. Captain Bob's on the south end. Basically a rental fishing facility for a number of years, narrow slips, probably some bottom problems there as far as depth. That doesn't do a whole lot to alleviate the type of problem that we have. The slips that would be here and that would be available to the public, as I say, 220 people looking for slips. If Sunset Bay builds them, obviously the state of Virginia doesn't have to build facilities. The town of Chincoteague doesn't have to build facilities. So basically there's a benefit both through the town and as probably as well as the state as far as having the additional facilities. There is no intrusion, greater intrusion on the waterways, a point I'd like to make too. Everybody knows Chincoteague Channel, you can see from the photographs. There are other permitted slips, obviously 16 of them right there right now, which you have permitted. The slips on the south end where the old restaurant used to be, Captain Fish's, these slips actually protrude only 3 more feet onto the state bottom because old Captain Fish's extended further over the water and so forth. So when Captain Fish's was removed, basically it's a difference of 3 feet. Bulkhead was pulled back at a time and so forth. There's no other use of the bottom in this particular area. Obviously no fishing, fowling, or whatever in that particular area. The plan here is that the association is going to eventually own these slips to rent them. The association is in charge of the maintenance of the other slips. That is will be part of their budget. It will permit them to maintain basically all the money into one pot. They will get the fees from the rental. So basically it becomes a benefit to the association of the property owners. These slips will be available to lessees, renters in the complex, vacationers. Somebody comes to Chincoteague, brings a boat. Where's he going to put it? Basically, it'd be very hard at this particular point in time. This is a possibility for them. If somebody's renting a unit, somebody rents for 2 weeks, comes down, they got a place to put a boat, just like somebody else. Mr. Britton said he was talking to 2 people this weekend in his restaurant. Fishermen that got fairly good sized boats, they're looking for slips. So basically, this is where he pointed them. From your BIMS report, there is no environmental concerns with the addition. The Coast Guard next door has no problem with the addition. It would also, with these outer slips, permit some bigger boats. And I think, that, again, there's a major problem with bigger boats up there. They certainly can't go inside, but here with these slips on the channel, which I think the slips are either 30 or 40 feet, it permits some place for bigger boats. So I would simply say to you that the bottom line, there's every reason in the world that would warrant the addition, and I don't think there's any reason that basically says that it shouldn't be when you try to assess the thing and assess it very fairly. And as I say, we're looking for the same restriction from you on the additional ones, the additional weight as are on it right now. Basically, it would be the status quo, and they're available. So I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Paulson. Any questions from Commission?
Mr.
Bell.
Evidently, I must not have been paying attention that day. I thought the permit was contingent on the upland use not being changed. I was under the assumption that it was going to be a marina. The facilities on shore were going to be support for the marina, such as bait and tackle, restrooms and different things.
That wasn't my understanding, and apparently it was not staff's understanding, Mr. Bain, because we talked about it. The understanding that we had at the time was that if you were going to change the upland use, then you would have to come back to the commission to remove the restriction that it be available for public use. That was what I think we all understood the restriction to be at the time.
And that's what Mr. Rav understood also?
Well, I think our understanding was that initially, as it was proposed in 2003, with Captain Fish's being removed in the basin, there was acknowledgement that we didn't have any jurisdiction. But in fact, it was being proposed as a marina facility to address the shortages that John has mentioned at the time of Shakopee and as you're well aware of. So, yes, I think we assume that there would be a marina, it would be open to the public, that they'd require health department approval, and that there would be facilities. The upland use has changed. The commission really has no jurisdiction over that, but to the extent that the slips use changes as a result of that, I think the commission was mindful that we need to come back. And I think the issue really comes down to what constitutes general public. Is a condominium owner, a member of the general public, and able to rent, you know, all 16 or 24, in which case they're really allocated to the condominium.
Thank you.
I'm not sure how to
Well, and I think we're saying the same thing, because when we started this project, we talked to Mr. Badger, you know, and nobody says, oops, you can't build them, because 11 of them have already been built with staff's knowledge and approval. We notified staff 15 days before we started construction, this, that, and the other. So I think it's just a matter of ensuring that they stay available for the public. And which they are, which they have been, and which they will continue to be. It's going to be on a first-come, first-served basis is what it's going to be, Mr. Biden. And, you know, if somebody comes down and rents a unit for a week, you know, he's a member of the public just like anybody else. And that's, as I say, it's, you know, when we came over here, we fully expected that, number one, we weren't asking for the restriction on the 16 to be removed, and if the commission grants the 8, we fully expect the same restriction to be on there. And as I say, when you look at the 48 in between, they're not just for the condominium owners. If someone wants to come and buy one, he can buy one, you know, whether he owns a condominium unit or not, and that's what the declaration says.
Any difference in price whether you own the condo or not? As far as
on the rentals? Haven't got to the point yet. Matter of priority, because basically we've been closing on the units. The marina portion is not completed yet. I did get the Bay Creek scale, so to speak. But basically, you know, they're going to be open, and I assume the association is going to, you know, they're the ones going to end up benefiting from it. So I don't know if it's going to be any difference. Nobody's talked about any difference in price, let's put it that way.
Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. One question. Are any members of the public precluded from using the jurisdictional slips, for example, or commercial boats? Would they be allowed in there or not?
No. It is recreational boats. That is within the declaration.
So commercial boats are precluded?
Yes. It's
only would that also include commercial charter boats?
I don't know that it goes to define that far. It says it's for recreational use, whatever that is, Mr. Biden.
I mean,
we haven't had to address the question.
Seems to me it would be beneficial to allow that.
Earlier you were discussing Curtis Merritt Harbor and stuff, and you know I'm the oldest standing member on the Harbor Committee, and you mentioned 50 commercial boats, with the vast majority of them being charter boats now. Most of your new entries is charter boats because, as we all know, the seafood business is on a downhill slide. So we consider them as commercial to allow them to get on the priority list to get a slip. I didn't know. I read all the stuff from Sunset Bay public offering about the slips and stuff, and it precluded commercial activity, and it didn't specify what they considered commercial activity.
That's my recollection. Like I said, we haven't had to address the question. It's the first time it's been raised. But basically, it's intended for recreational boats. Did you have
any other questions from Mr. Polson?
Mr. Commissioner?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mr. Tyner.
Mr. Polson, I just want to make sure I understood this. So there really is no conversion to private slips here in this condominium project. I mean, that we see in staff quotes here, says here, unfortunately, we cannot recommend or support their conversion to private slips for condominium owners.
Exactly. We are not asking for that, and I don't know why, you know, basically why it's in the narrative. You know, and we are not asking for that in any sort of way, frankly. Personally, I may have been in favor of it myself at one point, but the owners say no. And, you know, that's what we're going by, and nobody's asking.
Okay. Any further questions for counsel? Thank you, Mr. Paulson.
Thank you.
Anyone else wants to speak in support, or we'll move along to the opposition? Anyone opposed to this project? Is there anyone opposed to this project? There is none. The matter is before the commission for discussion. Mr. Bowden.
I'll go ahead and start discussion. It just, you know, I spoke highly in favor of this. We needed more marina space. There's no doubt we did. We don't need as much now because Captain Bob's is empty with the new Flounder regulations. Being the priority fish around Chincoteague is Flounder. I don't feel this meets my definition of a marina. You know, it's my personal opinion because everybody has their own. I think they should have come back to the commission like required in the permit. I understand, you know, Mr. Polson knows quite a bit more about legal aspects of things than I'll ever care to know, not alone ever will know. I really think it should have come back. As far as the T-head, I went down and I met with Mr. Britton. I told him I really had no problem with that. It was wrong to build it without a proper permit, but I thought it was something we would have granted, and it's probably going to require some kind of penalty. We certainly understood that that may be a requirement because, you know, it was just more or less, it could be construed on one side of the line or the other. It was a judgment call. As far as any additional slips, I don't. Until we see something, as far as I'm concerned, stating that this is a marina open to the general public, even if it is just recreational, it's fine with me. I have no problem with that. But all indications that I've seen so far is it's part of the condo complex. It's going to be owned by the condominium association at some future time. Some of the stuff I read reserved a right for 102 slips in the future was in one of the statements. It shows access points. It does do all of that through the building. Mr. Britton showed me them also when I went down and met with him. I just have a hard time considering this to be a public marina. I really do. Because at the meeting that day, we discussed upland uses. We discussed everything. At that time, staff had a concern that the upland use may not be a marina support facility. It would be condos or townhomes. And that's one reason they suggested what they did. I really just don't know. I don't feel comfortable, but I'm only one member. So.
Further discussion? Mr. Schick.
You know, this is a problem that we're going to see more and more of because public marinas that are in existence now, you know, are going to be sold to private development like condos, and what are we going to do about it? You know, coming down the road is a question. You know, if we were to permit, you know, the permit for the additional slips, and if they were open to the public, I think it would have to be something where, you know, parking had to be the most convenient possible for these people. You know, I don't want to see, you know, the parking out here at the street and they have to walk all the way up there. You know, there has to be a public facility, you know, the restrooms. I don't think they've talked about that.
They do have them.
And they have to be open to the, you know, to the public, to the slip holder public. Some kind of office, you know, I don't know how that's going to be as far as somebody to call, you know, those types of things. You know, are they going to be able to use the pool and the other facilities on the, you know, on the property? You know, that's a question. You know, it's one thing to say, yeah, these are open to the public, but we've got some marinas in our town that if you can find a guy to call or rent the slip, you're doing a heck of a job. you know, it's a difference between being open to the public and the public being able to rent the slip. And I see, you know, this is an issue we're going to see again in the future.
Adam, just want to respond. I think what we've got is a perception issue. You know, as times have changed, we've gone from a what would be perceived from some in our age as a traditional marina. We now see as different as waterfront becomes more and more valuable multi-uses where you may have an upscale facility surrounding a marina that still offers the access and the necessities under the old rule that allows you to wharf out. So, in all due respect, just because this doesn't look like what we might perceive to be the traditional marina, I don't think we should throw the baby out with the bathwater, and that's just for consideration. Mr. Paulson, I didn't give you 3 minutes to rebut, as normally.
I tried to address a few issues that have been raised. And, Mr. Bain, I go back to your first concern. And the only thing I can say is that neither staff nor me construed the consent in 2003 as anything other than that the prohibition would remain on these. And if we ever wanted to change the prohibition because of a different use, we had to come back to the commission to do it. I construed it that way. Staff construed it that way. We notified prior to construction. The point here on the parking here, which would accommodate part of it, was simply that this seemed to be the reasonable place to park, as opposed to somebody coming and parking at somebody's front door, so to speak, in front of the condominium unit. There's plenty of access there to go to a boat slip as well as moving on through. Yes, there will be an office. They are attempting to hire someone now to take care of the marina, so to speak. Somebody is there. There are bathrooms. The health department has approved everything. There is a pump aid which goes on the end of that TP. No, they would not have the right to use the pool when the exercise room, frankly. But as I say, the slips are there. They're there for the public. And again, I go back to the point of within the internal slips, if they had not intended them to be but for use of condominium owners, the condo documents wouldn't be that way, which does permit those slips to be sold to anybody. If Mr. Babe wanted to come down and buy a slip within the 48, he could do so. You can't use a commercial boat there, but he can use a recreational boat. So there again, as I say, we think it helps fulfill the obvious needs of slips on Shankatig, and as you say, you go there for a weekend, whether you're staying at the Island Motor Inn or whether you're staying at this complex, where are you going to put your boat? There's no place to put your boat on Shankatig.
I have a question.
Mr. Holland.
You stated the pump-out station would be available to the public.
Yes, that's for anybody that's there.
Anybody that pulls in can pay a fee and
hope so.
The boat out.
Right, exactly.
All right.
And it's one of, what, three on Chincoteague, Mr. Baden, maybe?
We have one down to the harbor, and the only time it gets used is when the health department comes down there and makes sure it's functional. And one time they come down, it wasn't functional, and we had to replace things.
I've heard that, but I'm not going to tell them. Time to turn it. But I think that's about it. May be three on all of Shankatig.
I think there's very, very little call for them on Shankatig because generally you're in larger vessels, and we have very few large vessels.
Further questions, Mr. Fox?
Regarding the parking, will there be any temporary parking so that if you've got a cooler full of fish, you can put it on your car and get out of there? or do you have to tote it all the way up to the road?
Loading zone, so to say.
Yes, they do have loading zones. They do have loading zones on the
site. Okay.
That are designated as a loading area.
Mr. Tankard.
Process, I guess, is my question. Say if I'm somebody who lives on Shinkatig and I want to rent a slip, buy a slip. You mentioned an office, but what's this process going to look like to a person on Shinkatig?
Well, at this point, they're trying to hire someone to run the office. I mean, that's where we are at this particular point in time. Just like some of the slips haven't been completed yet, you know, we're kind of in the embryonic stage.
So it's a new formalized process for rental.
Yeah, a formalized process, but it's going to be an office there, and, you know, just like anywhere else,
real estate office.
Come and rent a slip, but there will be somebody on site. It's already down there.
The council is representing that it's already there. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just one follow-up question. Did you indicate that there are, in fact, public access restrooms at the facility?
Yes. The health department has already been there the other week. They've inspected, and there are restrooms. There are no showers because the idea here with the health department is basically you're not going to have people living on these boats, so to speak. Mm-hmm. They're basically for mooring.
Thank you.
Further questions? Very good discussion. The matter is before the commission for discussion and for action.
I think I probably discussed everything I needed to discuss. I really don't, you know, staff recommended one thing. We're looking at it as a marina. I think they're looking at it as more or less somewhere in the middle. It's not private. It's not a marina. It's a gray area. And I think that's probably, from the looks of the recommendation, that's probably the area that I feel like we're in, too. We are in a gray area. They've already made the slips. They're already there. I can see not making them remove them for the time being. Before we grant any additional ones, I would like to see something showing this is a marina. Right now, you know, he said they're in the process of drawing things up, what you're going to have rate schedules and different things. It is not separate. Most marinas would be separate. Mr. Schick has Colonial Beach Yacht Marina or whatever it happens to be, and it's a separate entity. And we know from looking at that paper what it is. Is this a separate thing, or is this part of the condo association that owns this marina? Can I ask Mr. Polson that question?
Sure.
The idea here,
Mr. Polson.
The idea here is this, that these slips are eventually going to be owned by the association. And there's two points to that, or two reasons. Number one, what happens when the developers leave town as far as these slips are concerned and maintenance? There needs to be somebody to take care of them, to see that they're maintained, and to help run the thing. So naturally, the thing to do is to go to the association. The association is a good thing because, number one, all the money goes into the pot from other rentals or whatever. Money is collected, condo dues from those persons that have bought a slip at the rate of $52 a month per the declaration. So all the money goes into the pot, and the association is going to be doing all the maintenance and operating everything, the slips that have been sold, basically, the slips that are available for the public, both inside and outside you all's jurisdiction, if I've answered your question. And we think that's a good thing, because if the developer leaves town, what happens to them? We want somebody to have control.
But Mr. Paulson, the bottom line is, at this point, at the end of the day, these specific slips will be available to the general public.
Yes. I have a question. All 24.
And not to impugn your integrity. Is this the gentleman that's the owner?
No, sir. Mr. Britton is one of the contractors.
One of the contractors. Okay. All right.
Anyway.
Mr. McCluskey has a question for you, counsel.
Will the condo owner,
sir,
with a condo owner, future condo owner, have priority over the public. And
there is nothing that has been indicated that he would, sir.
Would he be willing to adhere by that, stipulate to that?
I would say yes, because the association, you know, why would they rent to a condo owner for half of what they'd rent to somebody else for? I would think it would probably be a business decision.
Or leave slips empty.
Or leave slips empty, one or the other, exactly. And I would point out, just to add to this, that the people that are buying the condos, they're not necessarily buying a slip. So, you know, these slips stay there, and as Mr. Bowman points out, why leave them empty?
Let me
follow up.
Expand on that just one more minute. If you are a condo owner and you own a condo slip, does that mean the public can use that slip?
You can, yes, you can lease your slip.
I mean, is it, if I don't elect to lease it, does it stay vacant?
If you own it, it can stay vacant. You paid your money, so to speak. So you leave it vacant or rent it to somebody else.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right, the matter's before the commission for decision and action. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll just offer a few points. I think specifically on the T-head, it would be appropriate to go ahead and let them keep that, as Mr. Bowden indicated, together with staff's recommendation of an appropriate civil penalty. I think as far as the slips go, it sounds like there is, while it may not be full public access, there is at least some modified form of public access. I think if we're going to allow the existing slips to remain and or expand them to the 24 slips, we should keep in place a requirement and a condition of the permit that the public be allowed access to those slips and that they not be privatized.
Make that in the form of a motion?
I would. And I think given the fact that we've heard that there really is a genuine shortage of slips on Chincoteague, that it might be appropriate to increase it to the 24 as requested by the applicant. And I would offer a motion that we allow the applicant to retain the 40-foot bay foot T-head with triple fees and a civil charge in the amount of $1,200 consistent with minimal environmental impact and moderate deviation, and that we increase the number of slips to 24 as requested, and furthermore that a royalty of $1.50 per square foot be required for the bold outline of that space, and that those 24 slips have in place a condition of the permit that they be maintained for public access.
Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Tankard, further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
No.
Motion carries 8-1. Thank you very much for the great discussion. Appreciate it. We're going to take one more item before we break for lunch. That'll be Timberline, Virginia Timberline, LLC.